Alma chapter 15. In the first five verses, Alma and Amulek leaves Ammonihah then, and they go to Sidon, where all the believers who had left Ammonihah had went. And they go to see Zizrom, who is then racked with a great fever because of his sins. And when they get in to see Zizrom, Zizrom asks them to heal him. And so they ask Zizrom in verse 6, "Believest thou in the power of Christ unto salvation?" And note that what they're doing here is they're trying to ensure, does Zizrom now believe in Christ, or does he believe in the power of Alma and Amulek? See, again, remember that they were all from the faith of Nehor, which believed in the power of man. And so he wanted to make sure that he just hadn't switched over to someone else that has just because Alma has greater power, has he just switched over to believing in another man who has great power? But Zizrom answers in verse 7, and he says, "Yes, I believe all the word that thou hast taught," meaning it's not just in Christ. He believes the whole thing. He understands the whole thing, and he's been studying that and studying Christ, and he's a more than just believes in Christ. He understands a lot of the words that they have taught. I mean, he understands the meaning of not only is there Christ and the redemption, but he understands having a Christ-centered life, and not that it's just some power over here that's been given to Alma and so forth. So he understands all of this. And so then in verses 8 through 11, he is healed. But again, Alma calls upon the power of Christ to heal him. We have to keep getting this very clear, that everything is focused on Christ. Christ is the one that has all the power. They make that all clear, and then Zizrom is miraculously healed. And when he's healed, he just springs up, so that it's a great sign. I mean, it's an immediate healing, so that it might be a sign to others, to motivate them to repent as Zizrom had. Well, then in verse 12, we learn that Zizrom is baptized and he becomes a preacher of the people, because, as just said, he understood all the words of Alma. He wasn't just understood a little bit of it and had a little faith in Christ. He understood the whole thing, and part of the reason he had been racked up is he had given a great meditation thought and really tried to take it into his soul, and he could see the conflict within himself with those words, with the words that he had understood. Well, then it says that they were able to establish a great church in Sidon, and that the people all over the place came to Sidon to be to join the church and to learn more of the true gospel. And in verse 15 it says that Ammonihah, the people of Ammonihah, were unrepentant, and that they had attributed all the power that they'd seen and all the destruction in the jail and everything to the devil. Now the important thing here is that you see that they did believe in God, and they just claimed to be of a different faith, but they didn't want to recognize the true power of God, and anything that therefore didn't fit their faith, they would just attribute it to the devil. Which again, how are they really going to know? The only way we can really know is because we have to ask the Spirit. They did not believe in the Spirit. They only believed in man. They only believed in the power of man. And therefore, again, that's why they're called hard-hearted, because there was no way then the Spirit could testify to them to the truth, because obviously the other bad things that are happening to the people that got burnt, didn't the people of that listened to Alma and that were burnt, didn't they believe that it was the devil that was... That was causing them to be burnt? Well, of course they thought it was his motivation. So, you always point the finger in the other way. Well, the key feature is, how do we then know the truth? Well, it says here, the way you know the truth is by the Spirit. And the reason that these people could not know the truth was because they were hard-hearted, which meant they would not listen to the Spirit, and they would rather walk around with stiff neck, which means their nose was in the air, and they thought that man knew it all, and they had great pride in themselves. Well, it says in verse 16 that Amulek had to leave all his gold and silver and everything and all his possession. And remember, he was a rich man, and that he was rejected by his father and his kindred, which is a lot of his family and all his friends, because of what he's done. But again, he would do this to follow Christ. And we see this all the time. It's another one of these signs that if you want to follow Christ, you must put him first before all things, and that you will be put to the test by the Lord, even at least in the spirit, to ensure that that is where your value really is, and we can be assured that when I say in the spirit, I mean that it will be tested, that you will definitely feel that you are left alone to follow the Lord, and that it's a great cost for you to follow the Lord. But again, the point is that the Lord wants you to become single to following him, and see that is more value in that than anything. In fact, you'll really come to the realization there is no value in anything else unless it's through Christ. Well, in verse 17, we find out what was stopping the progress in this area. They say they were able to stop it, to stop the thing that was causing all the problem. What was it? Pride. Again, we go back to its pride. The devil always likes to use pride. He likes to say, man knows how to do that. Look at this wonderful church that man built. Look at these wonderful government businesses. Look at how peaceful the world is because man did it. They want to use the word man so that man can feel pride. And he said that the people, the pride had been checked, and that the people were now humbling themselves. And not only were they when they humbled themselves, they were praying continually that they might be delivered from Satan. And we have to ask ourselves, do we pray continually that? Do we see the true power of Satan and fear it greatly and pray continually that we might be delivered from Satan? In the end of this chapter, then Alma leaves with Amulek to take Amulek to his home to administer to him and to give him some support.